Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin a two-part study of Revelation chapter 18, covering verses 11 through 13, as we continue to identify the Vatican Church State in Rome as the Great City Babylon, Great Whore of Revelation 17 and 18. We are being meticulous, careful, and exact, going point by point, and leaving no stone unturned. The careful Bible student will love these studies, while the typical professing Christian of these Laodicean days will not like what is taught because it's not about them. Regardless, we remind you that all of our studies are made available free of charge at bbfohio.com, and you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at bbfohioradio.com. If you would like to write to us, you can send an email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com or send a letter by U.S. Postal to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. And now we'll get right to our study, which begins with a few minutes of unboxing a couple of gifts and of our next local church evangelism project, followed by our study of Revelation 18, 11 through 13, The Wealth of the Vatican, Part 1 of 2. All right, now before we get into study, I got to do something real quick. I kind of go back and forth on this. I don't want to make people think I'm trying to promote or provoke you to give me things. But at the same time, I don't want to seem ungrateful. And I love this. This is, Janie got me this. I want to show you that. And I love them big. She got me a 3X. 2X is what I technically wear, but I have several 3Xs because, you know, I like to sit around in my jammies. And I like my shirt that I wear with my jammies to be nice and loose and comfy. Yeah, see? I like to see the smile on your faces. Tell me you understand. Isn't that nice? Christ suffered for you. The small print, let me see. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps. Amen.
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 That's nice. Now this is from my brother in Georgia named Harmon. And I know what it is, but I haven't done an unboxing to show you. But I know when somebody loves me, because they send me black licorice. Black the way I like my sisters in Christ. Amen? This is like all natural stuff. So it doesn't make me break out or anything. Or get a stomachache. Now, I'm not down. A couple of you have bought the cheap stuff. I'm not bad-mouthing you. I'm high maintenance. So I'm just telling you, to be honest. Now, my last unboxing, we have, in addition to Brother John Allbaugh's tracks, we have 10,000, the greatest story ever told.
Amen.
We've given out nearly 7,000 of the others. And the goal was to give out about 8,000 each time we get a new batch. But I want to have some back, you know, to continue to be able to put those. That way there'll be a variety on the table for a little while. But they have the church information on the back. And that is really great stuff. And some of you asked, if you want to contribute to that, just mark it on the envelope back there. And we get, it's almost half price because we order so many of them. Plus, we don't have to stamp them. Oh, by the way, that's something I didn't mention this week, but the founder of Fellowship Track League has gone on to be the Lord. And we put it in the church site. So let me see if I can bring it up real quick. I know his name, but I'm terrible with names. Brother Wash Pennington, the founder of Fellowship Track League, which is just down here in Lebanon, Ohio. He has gone on to be with the Lord November 27th. And look at that. Isn't that awesome? This is one local church supported by other churches like ours. To this year. This year, 85 million plus.
Amen.
Total, since they started, 4.5 billion. And now he's with Jesus.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? Little is much when God is in it. That's a good. Amen. All right. So that's all good stuff. And, oh, by the way, somebody remind me if I get, I want to pass some of these out tonight so you can take them with you, because this is a very good Christmas-themed tract that you can put in with your Christmas cards.
Amen.
Or you can just, as your Christmas shopping, get them out there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Revelation 18, beginning verse 11. If you want to read along in your Bible or up front, read along with me, beginning verse 11. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thyan wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious brass and iron and marble and cinnamon, and odors,
and
oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. There's a lot of stuff there. And you watch and see what we're going to talk about. But the title of the message is The Wealth of the Vatican. And this is a favorite text for those who would claim, who'd like to claim that Babylon the Great is not Vatican Rome. This is one they'll point out and say, you see, that can't be Rome. I'm just going to tell you straight up, their problem is ignorance.
Amen.
They are in error. Verse 18 said, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. See that? It's assumed that since we don't see Vatican stores in our shopping malls, then the Vatican doesn't sell merchandise.
No,
right? It's a mistaken assumption. Here's how rich the Vatican is. How rich is the Vatican? So wealthy it can stumble across millions of euros just tucked away. The case is this. The Vatican has so much wealth.
Yeah.
They can't even tell you how much it is.
Amen.
They have things that they cannot sell because they are so priceless.
Yeah.
That even Warren Buffett and what's his name, Microsoft?
Bill Gates.
They could pool their money together and couldn't purchase some of the things the Vatican has to sell. It's priceless stuff. They have, through the Crusades, and when they killed off, the popes killed off the Knights Templar to get the gold. And they took that gold and all the other gold they stole from during the Crusades, and they raped and pillaged all you Baptists at will, all the Waldenses and all that. They took all their wealth, melted down all the gold. The United States government protects it for them now. Now, the Vatican has taken a lot of their wealth and invested it. Now, let me ask you a question. If, let's just use, we'll say, the dollar store. If you buy the dollar store, or let's say you buy 51% of the dollar store, you have a majority interest in that store, right? That means that you are going to make most of the money off of that store. Right? So technically, if you were to buy stock, and you don't even have to have a majority, it's just the fact you own stock in Dollar General. That means that if we were to list, just like that list we just read off for the Vatican, if you bought stock in Dollar General, then we could say, she sells pencils and hair nets and brushes and combs and toothbrushes and on it goes. You don't have shop set up. You're not out there at the cashier, but it's your store. See what I'm saying?
Amen.
The Vatican owns stock in companies that sell all that stuff.
Yeah. Amen.
So anybody out there listening who says that, oh, that couldn't be talking about the Vatican, you're wrong. I try to be nice about it. Amen? Wasn't that nice? That was nice. You're wrong. And I laughed. I smiled. See? I mean, I could have been nasty and said, you're wrong. I didn't. I said, you're wrong. Now, all joking aside, I was once wrong on this issue. I've been wrong a number of times. But I was once wrong on this issue. And I saw the facts. So what did I do? Double down? No, I saw the facts. I'm like, you know what? I'm wrong on this. At one time, what I believed was that the New Age movement was kind of the Great Babylon and all the religions under the New Age movement. And out of the blue was going to come this Antichrist. And before him was going to come this John the Baptist character who was going to do miracles and have everybody fall in love with the Antichrist. And that's what most evangelicals believe today, and the Bible does not teach that. And we've seen that the Bible teaches that the false prophet doesn't come before, but it comes after the first beast. So that blows that theory right out of the water. And I believe it's clear that it isn't some New Age movement. Ironically, the Vatican is New Age. It's an occult organization. So if you're involved in the New Age, you're going to feel right at home once Rome takes over the world government. You'll feel right at home. And it isn't going to be somebody just pop in out of the blue. But it is going to be someone who comes up through the ranks. And he's going to be named Pope. And we're going to see some more interesting things about this. I want to read a little bit of the article. One of the criticisms of you Christians is that you have the attention span of a fruit fly. And so I'm going to prove them wrong tonight. Everyone except for Mark, he's already asleep. Everybody else, I want you to prove that you can stay with me as I read a couple of paragraphs here. It says, from this article, it's what I'm reading. It's from the International Business Times. You might find a couple of... Maybe I should use an English... You might find a couple of quid tucked down at the back of the sofa cushion, if you're lucky. More likely, it's just cobbles and crumbs. So you can see it's an English article there. But such is the vastness of the Vatican's wealth that it can find hundreds of millions of euros just tucked away off of its central balance sheet. You see, we don't even know. According to the cardinal responsible for the Holy See's finances. See, this didn't come from some conspiracy website. This is the Holy See's cardinal treasurer saying this. What do they say? From the horse's mouth? When Obama talks, it's from the horse's... Oh, anyway. Where'd that come from? It is important to point out that the Vatican is not broke. Now you say, well... Some of you may be surprised by that comment. See, the Vatican believes people are so stupid that they'll say, we'd like to do more, but we don't have any money. And so people give more money that way. They're not quite TBN. You know, TBN, everybody goes, you've got to give or I'm going to die. You know, like oral. Well, the popes don't quite go that melodramatic, but that's what they tell their people through their local bishops and regional bishops and their priests. They go in front of the people and they say, we have a real financial problem, a crisis going on in the church today. We need you to really think about and pray about giving more to our multi-trillion dollar organization. It's amazing, but people fall for it. That's Cardinal George Pell, the Vatican's prefect of the Secretariat for the Economy. Where's the Bible say? It says there are pastors, teachers, and secretariats for the economy. I mean, Everybody's like, the Vatican is a religious organization. It's not a government. I don't think that's an apostolic calling there. Secretariat for the economy. Anyway, apart from the pension fund, watch this, which needs to be strengthened for the demands on it in 15 or 20 years, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars is what they're talking about there. The Holy See is paying its way while possessing substantial key assets and investments. You see, there are stories about your favorite entertainers and rock stars and everything, where they'll say, oh, they're broke, they're filing bankruptcy. No, they're liquidating tens of millions of dollars worth of stuff they bought. They just ran out of cash to pay the bill. They're not broke. That's the same thing to the oomph degree. The same thing's true about the Vatican. In fact, we have discovered that the situation is much healthier than it seemed. I was right again. I wasn't the only one saying that. Because some hundreds of millions of euros were tucked away in particular sectional accounts and did not appear on the balance sheet. Folks, it's like the mob.
They're fudging the books.
And they are out of touch. The untouchables. Yeah. The IRS can't knock on the Vatican door and see the books. Nobody can. You see that? You getting that? This is such a... I mean, you got to laugh about it. Why? Because it's all going to burn. They think they're getting away with something, folks. So exactly how much is the Vatican worth? This is the story. I just took this verbatim from the story. It's hard to say. The Catholic Church has a history of opacity. Is it opacity or opacity?
Opacity.
About its finances. Tell us something we don't already know. Something Pell, the Cardinal, says is slowly changing. Baloney. It ain't changing. And much of its assets are near impossible to value. You getting that? You get that? Much of its assets are near impossible to value because they will never be sold off, such as its gold-laden palatial church property and priceless works of art by the likes of Michelangelo and Raphael. And that's just the tip of a huge iceberg of gold and silver and pearls and rubies and precious stones. It also owns a global network of churches and religious buildings. People seem to forget about that. Many of which contain precious historical treasures serving the world's 1.2 billion Catholics. Now think of those numbers in your head. An investigation by The Economist, again, secular Economist magazine, estimated that the American... Now do the math here. Follow these numbers. The American Catholic Church alone, this is just the United States of America, which has the fourth largest follower base by country, behind Brazil, Mexico, and Philippines, spent $170 billion in 2010 on things like health care, schools, and parishes. Folks, multiply that by three and then figure there's another 40 or 50 behind it. Trillions of dollars spent every year just for health care, schools, and parishes. Just put it simple. The Vatican whore has made so much money prostituting herself that you can't even fathom it, folks. Money flows in from individual donations. Now watch this. I'm going to close it here, but you've got to see this. According to Georgetown University, that's a Catholic university, the average weekly donation of an American Catholic Church is $10. So even with the Catholics on average being cheapskates,
There are 85 million of them in North America.
Wow.
Do that math. What'd it say up here? Weekly, $850 million a week. $3.5 billion a month. And that's just America. I mean, it's just staggering. So when the Bible talks about them having the merchandise of gold and silver and all these other things, the Vatican holds more wealth than any billionaire alive just in their gold. Just in their gold.
Yeah.
Billions in Vatican gold are held by the Rothschild and Federal Reserve. Now, I'm going to sound mean what I say, but sometimes the truth's just going to sound mean. That's from inbreeding. If you think he looks a little messed up physically, and they are messed up mentally too, and of course spiritually. Inbreeding. These families, Darwin, by the way, his family was one of them, they, because of their Darwinian belief system, intermarried and didn't want to be with us scumwads out here who aren't part of the elite. And so they kept, it was incestuous, cousins with cousins, and it caused deformities and all kinds of problems. And you see these guys, it's funny because you picture what you think an evil person looks like, and what comes to mind? People like that. You know, Cardinal Ratzinger, who was Pope Benedict. You know, he's like, he just looked the part so well. The Pope Francis just kind of reminds me of Gomer Pyle. It's just weird. It's like Benedict was like evil, you know, and then Pope Francis comes like holy, you know, Shazam. But I think the next one will probably be evil again. But you study the history of money and you realize the world government is already set up. I mentioned this last week. I think Kim, I told you about this, the history of money, or not last week, last time we were here. Jack Weatherford wrote it. Fascinating book. Jenny's listened to some of it with me. Some of it she was already familiar with. Some of it I was too. But look at the recommendation comes from Charles Schwab. I think E.F. Hutton might have. I'm just kidding. When E.F. Hutton talks, old people listen because none of the kids know what I'm talking about right now. The stage is set for the horror, though. That's what it's all about. And I'm telling you, this book. Don't get me wrong, when you read this book, he isn't going to talk about the whore of the Great Babylon or anything like that. But as you listen, you're like, this is a totally neutral, historical account of the history of money, and it fits perfectly. It's amazing. Reality check, you won't find this information on the evening news. I've had so many of you going into the months now and a couple of years now or whatever, that we've been studying these things, and I've had people online, and they say, you know, I never hear about this on the news. Where are you getting this information? I'm like, well, first of all, turn off the news. It's not news. It's just not news, folks. It's scripted propaganda. Did you see when that Planned Parenthood shooting happened? They couldn't wait for the facts to come in. They immediately had this guy pegged as a right-wing Christian. He's pro-life, technically, because he said he is, but he is a transgender. He registered to vote in North Carolina as a woman. The bearded lady. You won't hear that on the news. How many of you heard that on the news? Did you hear that?
Nope.
Yeah, you won't hear it.
They said it was a mistake. Now they're coming out that it was a mistake.
Oh, a mistake.
Yes. How does she know it was a mistake? When he registered.
Oh, they're saying he didn't mean to register that way.
Right.
Now, there's more than just that voter registration where he identified like that.
Right.
The Vatican is part of the secret world order. Now, this is getting into crazy land, folks. You're listening to a crazy conspiracy theory preacher down there.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm out of it.
It's not a conspiracy.
No, it's just out in the world.
John and I were talking not too long ago. It was a conspiracy back in the late 70s, early 80s. But by the time the late 80s and early 90s came around, if you didn't know what was going on, you were just ignorant. I mean, it was out in the open, and then by the time 9/11 came around, they were openly talking about the world order, a new world. Well, is a Desert Storm, the first Desert Storm. We have an opportunity to build a new world order. That George H.W. Bush is just another one. He's just exactly what you, his little pencil neck geek sounding squeaky voice. And then you do your homework about George H.W. Bush and his family. Wicked, wicked, wicked. Barbara and Laura are pro-choice and they fund Planned Parenthood. And all the Republicans are like, oh, we hate Planned Parenthood. You keep nominating Bushes. What about your loons? I'll believe you're against abortion when you stop nominating Planned Parenthood people. Until then, don't tell me you're pro-life. Vatican secrets. Now, this is Bible. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Read that. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. They're not getting by with anything, folks. It's temporary. Temporary, but they're not getting by with it. The Bible believers with discernment. That's key. Not all Bible believers understand what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah. Right.
But Bible believers with discernment can see enough to put the pieces together.
Amen.
You just look. All you got to do is look. This is The Guardian online. How the Vatican built a secret property empire. Did you get that? How the Vatican built a secret property empire using Mussolini's millions.
Wow.
Bet you didn't know that.
Nope.
I didn't. That was a new one for me. Yeah, you study Mussolini and then you study the concordats that the Pope Pius entered into with Hitler and Mussolini.
Yep.
And then you're told that the Roman Catholic Church wasn't with the Nazis and the fascists during World War II.
Baloney.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to talk in tongues, you're going to have an interpreter. It goes on to say something very interesting here, and precious stones and of pearls. I had somebody write me probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, right there was reason enough not to believe it was the Roman Catholic Church. I said, are you crazy? Because they were very arrogant about it, like, too bad, you're just so ignorant. I'm like, you don't have any idea what you're talking about. The papal tiara, it's triple crown, 1, 2, 3, enriched with 48 rubies, 72 sapphires, 45 emeralds, numerous little rubies and emeralds, and 66 large what?
Pearls.
And at the summit is a very large ruby. It's up there, but I can't see it from the angle. This tiara has sat unused since 1963. It's interesting. And I believe it waits to be used by the son of perdition. That crown has been sitting there since before I was born, but I promise you it's not for me. But there's coming a guy who's going to be that pope. He's going to be the final one. And he's going to... See, something weird. They don't even know why they do it. But the popes, since Vatican II, have not allowed them to set that on their heads. But the final one, he will be coronated. He's going to wear that crown. I think one of the reasons why they don't allow him to wear it is because they are not...
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.